Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful word where we see heaven touch earth in a mighty way and instruct us what is necessary so that we can be transfigured and transformed into this beautiful, new, wonderful covenant that has come through your mighty work, the mighty love that has come to us. We appreciate and bless this word to us now, Lord. Open our eyes now. Or first of all, open our hearts, Lord. Hearts to receive 100% so that our eyes and our ears can be opened and we can give accurate demonstration of your goodness and your power and your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 17 from verse 1 to 9. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, Jacob and John, and hiked up a high mountain to be alone. Then Jesus' appearance was dramatically altered. A radiant light as bright as the sun poured from his face, and his clothing became luminescent, dazzling like lightning. He was transfigured before their very eyes. Then suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared, and they spoke with Jesus. Peter blurted out, "Lord, it's so wonderful that we are all here together. If you want, I'll construct 3 shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But while Peter was still speaking, a bright radiant cloud spread over them, enveloping them all, and God's voice suddenly spoke from a cloud saying, "This is my dearly loved Son, the constant focus of my delight. Listen to him." The 3 disciples were dazed and terrified by the phenomenon, and they fell face down to the ground. But Jesus walked over and touched them, saying, "Get up and stop being afraid." And then when they finally opened their eyes and looked around, they saw no one else there but Jesus. As they all hiked down the mountain together, Jesus ordered them, "Don't tell anyone of the divine appearance you just witnessed. Wait until the Son of Man is raised from the dead."
Hallelujah. And here we can just see, you know, this is just after Jesus has said that he's going to die. So this is just to get his disciples to see the story goes on. It doesn't end with his death. And here we see James, John, and Peter, they go with him here. And so he's giving it to his best disciples that will then carry it over to the other disciples and has been carried out into the world and come now to us for the present day, I believe, last day disciples. And the message is just clear here. You've got Jesus in his glory. That's the Jesus we're serving. No more here. He's dealt with the death, the sufferings of Christ, and the consequent glory is now here. And here he's showing what he contains, the splendor. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So he's transformed right before their eyes. But then the next minute here comes Elijah and Moses, two mighty historical figures, but praise the Lord, still alive, still watching, still wanting to see the bigness and the goodness of what they represented coming to this earth as it is in heaven. And so you've got these 3 bright, powerful, historical figures. And the next minute there you see the Father, our author, the one that whose idea for all of this world and for all the goodness that it needs to come into it, he arrives on the scene and immediately puts out the 2 lights that has run their race. And that's Elijah and that's Moses. And then it's just Jesus there. And so it could represent the prophets. We can see in Hebrews 1, he says that in the past God spoke to us through the prophets, but he now, in these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, who is the heir of everything, who is gathering everything, who we need to look to find our portion in the kingdom realities. Well, there's another scripture in Romans chapter 3 where it speaks about the law and the prophets. So the law would represent Moses there, and then the prophets Elijah. But bottom line in that there, it's that they've had their work. The law was a tutor to lead us to Christ, but prophetic word was pointing out the goodness that will come after the sufferings of Christ and his glory now, where he's in. And this is the realities that we experiencing now. The prophetic word is becoming real. As we take heed to the prophetic word, the bright and the morning star arises. That's Christ, the life, our portion comes to pass in our lives. So what it's saying here, we must just look to Jesus. That is where all goodness is found. That's where we find ourselves. And as we find ourselves, we encourage other people to find themselves in the Lord and in the reality of what he's destined for them. And this is all, we all then playing a part in the restoration process, as Elijah and Moses did in the old covenant, coming to bring that was pointing towards Jesus coming. Jesus has now come, and it's so important that we find our place in our God and represent the realities of the new and the better covenant. We can see that in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22, the realities that we have come to, the beauty, and then all that goodness happens right at the end when he speaks about what we've all come to, the beauties of the heavenly realities. It says there as well, we must listen to the Son. We look to and we listen to the Son, because that is what the reverent worship that the Lord is looking for in these last days. And then another powerful thing quickly I need to just share with you, and we'll go through this week as we share it, that we'll talk more about the beauty that I perceive it and what's been made available to us, is here the word transfigured. Yeah, Jesus was transfigured before their eyes, so they had a glimpse of his glory, of his splendor, of his majesty. And then the Bible tells us so beautifully in Romans chapter 12, that as we give our bodies and we look to the Lord, he says we are transformed into the same image. So there, and that's by, as he gives us faith, as the glory of the Lord comes to us. So that's the beauty God is wanting for us, Romans chapter 12. And then also in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, it says, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, you are transformed. Again, that same word. So brothers and sisters, be encouraged. The goodness of the Lord is here for the land of the living. Look to your God, listen to him, following him, and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.